This episode is sponsored by Fun Love Media. Fun Love Media is a boutique social media and podcasting agency owned by yours truly. We help mission-driven brands across the country stand out and make a positive impact on the world through social media, podcasting, and beyond. Whether you're local to Houston and want to schedule a content shoot to create videos and images for your social media accounts, or you're in any other part of the U.S. and want a new logo and brand design, or even want to launch your own podcast, we can help. With our done-for-you content creation, we cultivate a fun and exciting online space so your brand can make the positive impact on the world that it's meant to. Let's be honest, we're a group of creative people with a soft spot for our fellow world changers. If you're ready to tell your story, make a difference, and have fun doing it, you have found your content creation team in Fun Love Media. Head to funlovemedia.com or email me directly at brittany@funlovemedia.com to get started today. That's B-R-I-T-N-E-Y at funlovemedia.com. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast, episode 225. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Hello. Welcome back to another episode. I have a question for you. Why is social media hard for so many small business owners? Have you ever asked that question? That's the question I'm going to be addressing. I'm going to give you the answer. In my company, Fun Love Media, we have worked with a lot of small business owners. And a big chunk of our business is social media management, where we actually go in and we shoot content, we create content, and we post it to social media for them. So we really get an inside look and really get to have these conversations with these business owners that are hiring us because either they find social media to be hard, or maybe they don't, you know, really have the extra time to do it themselves and it's better to hire it out, right? But I actually have three. I have three answers essentially as to why I think social media is hard for a lot of small business owners. And I'm talking about organic social media. So we're not talking about ads. We're not talking about paid posts on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Google, even like any, I'm not talking about paid stuff. I'm talking about organic stuff, just like creating the content, creating the post and posting it and really going forward with that on a consistent basis. So that's what we're talking about. So three things. Number one, why is social media hard for small business owners? Number one is because you don't fully understand the value of social media for your business. This makes the biggest difference. Like if we don't understand the value of something, anything, something at the store, like what's that good for? I'm not really sure. Are you gonna buy it? Are you gonna try it? Are you gonna mess with it? Probably not. You've got to understand the value of something before you really dive into it and before it even benefits you, because social media is not going to benefit someone who doesn't understand the value of it, or at least hire somebody to just handle it. And that person understands the value of it. Like somebody needs to understand the value. Now, let me give you some help on this topic. If you want to know what I call my seven values of social media for small business owners, you can go back to episode 194 of this show. And it's described as an episode for social media managers, but it's for whomever wants to listen about the seven values of social media for small business. So go back and listen to episode 194, but really quick, those seven values are, I'm just going to list them off. Values of social media: authority, credibility, leadership, connection, keeping in touch, brand awareness, and opportunity. And, you know, I think that maybe sometimes organic content is thought of similarly to what ads are. And ads is very analytical. It's very numbers driven. And that's the whole point, right? You spend so much, how many people clicked, how many people bought, you know, you can really measure those results. But when you're doing organic marketing and, you know, making people aware of your brand and stuff, it can be very difficult to calculate ROI. And I know that a lot of businesses really want to do that, but it can make it difficult, right? So if you will go to episode 194, you will
you will be able to hear me explain all seven of those values and why it matters. But you have to understand the value of it. You have to understand that it's not just, I want to post something, then it makes somebody buy something from me. Post and then a sale, post and then a sale. It's not quite so transactional, really. It's deeper than that. So again, they're authority, credibility, leadership, connection, keeping in touch, brand awareness, and opportunity. Those are my seven values of social media for small businesses. So please go back and listen to 194 and try to start understanding the value of it. Because as soon as you do, you're going to be like, oh shit, okay, I get it. That makes more sense. It's not just transactional. It's not just, oh, I posted something last Tuesday, yet nobody bought anything. You know, it's more than that. And there's so much you can get out of it. Okay, number two answer for why social media is hard for a lot of small business owners is because you're not looking at the content from the client's perspective. You're not thinking about how it's going to feel for them to watch your video, look at your photos, look at your designs, you know, and really take it all in. You're not always looking at it from that angle, and you might be too self-conscious. And you might be like, should we really share how we make, you know, the gloves that we sell, right? Like, isn't that going to be boring or whatever? You might be self-conscious about that. And the answer is no. People want to see how things are done in the business. It's actually quite interesting. It's much better than just saying, buy our gloves. They're 10% off today. It's much more interesting to show how they're made. And so you have to remember, when you're being self-conscious about content and putting it out for your business and like, oh, what should I share? Is that too much? You know, it's not about you. It's not. I mean, that's like, about you, but it's not like about you. You know what I mean? It's really about you helping that potential client, that potential customer, or existing ones to have that connection with you and to have trust in all of those values that you're going to listen to in episode 194, to have all that stuff. Like, it's deeper than that. And you have to remember that they're looking and watching, you know, your stuff. And what would they want to see? What do you want to see as a consumer or as a client? That's a great place to start. If you're like, you know, I really like it whenever they show us those videos of how they make their products. Yeah, we should make some of those. Cool, do that. Think about it from their perspective, not just yours. It's really not about you. All right. And then number three on why is social media hard for so many small business owners is because you're not consistent enough. It's like the most common problem that I see in small business owners with their social media content is that there's no consistency. Like there's no schedule, there's no calendar, there's no any sort of structure or anything like that. You might post and you don't post again for another 2.5 weeks. Like, it's just kind of all over the place. And it's like anything in your business that, you know, as a small business owner or somebody that works in a small business, you know that there are things that just come along with having the business, right? And social media is one of those. Like, it's a thing, like, and it's not going to go anywhere. And you have to adjust to that and know it's part of your routine. It's part of your routine. So if you're doing it yourself, now, if you hire someone, that's the beauty of hiring someone, because they're going to do it because that's what they're hired to do. And you know, they're going to post content consistently, right? Like, that's a big advantage when people hire us. Like I was saying earlier, you know, they come to Fun Love Media a lot of times, you know, they're very busy business owners and you don't always do all of your marketing yourself. And so that makes sense. But if not, you've got to build yourself some sort of a schedule. You got to put it on the calendar. You got to be prepared for it and something to share, you know, multiple times a week. And how many times you share per week depends upon your goals and your situation, what kind of business you are, and all those things. But you know, I mean, I would say in general, it's common to say most businesses should share something at least twice a week to social media. And if you plan ahead and you have some things prepared ahead of time, and maybe you sit down and you work on it and you batch your content for several weeks at a time, that way you're not having to like mess with that whole creative process all the time. And then you can be consistent. You've set yourself up for success. You sat down for, you know, 2 hours, maybe even three, if you want to plan out like the whole month, and you get all your stuff ready, you get your videos ready, your photos and all the things, and you're set. And then when it's time to post, it's just like click post. It's much easier, and it helps you feel successful, which then is going to build your confidence as a business owner. And it's going to be a really, really good feeling. But it's discipline. It's getting in that routine. It's not easy at first, right? Like any sort of kind of new discipline, like it takes this chunk of time to get to this place where, you know, you remember it and it's really a part of your life and it's the routine and it doesn't feel like this extra chore. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to just take some time. But you have to do your reminders, write it on the calendar, put it on your to-do list, do all the shit so that way you don't forget. And you go and go and go and go and go. And then eventually it's a very natural thing for you. Okay. So my three answers why is social media hard for so many small business owners. Number one is that you don't fully understand the value of it. And once that clicks, once that light bulb goes off, follow Fun Love Media. That might help you. Follow Fun Love Media on wherever. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, we're on LinkedIn. I would say Instagram is the best place, and then Facebook, and then LinkedIn and TikTok. But follow, maybe that'll help. Maybe when you see how we're doing it and we're putting out posts about our business, our services, like how we kind of do it and how we mix it up and how, you know, I think it'll start making things click and like, oh, okay, they're doing it this way and they're doing and they're getting this out of it. It's not just so transactional about getting a sell every single time you post. What do they call it in the money world? Compound interest. I think it's kind of like that. I'm not a financial expert. Okay. All right. So that was number one. You don't fully understand the value of social media. Go back and listen to episode 194 of the show and you will. Number two, you're not looking at content from the client's perspective enough. You're making it all about you. You're not realizing that it's not about you. It's about them and what they want to see and what's going to benefit them and give them value. And then number three is you're not consistent. You haven't prioritized the task of creating and sharing organic content on social media for your business on a regular basis. And you've got to do that. And if you can't do that, hire someone, but make it happen. It's very important. You will stand above the rest when you actually do that. And that's not that hard. It's not that hard. Okay. I hope that this was helpful. I hope that this helps make social media a little bit less hard for you or for your client, maybe if you're a social media manager. And if you ever have any questions about any of these topics that we talk about, please reach out to the show, Social Sunshine, and me. We are on all of the platforms everywhere. Just look up Social Sunshine or look up Brittany Crossland. We also always have the links in the show notes. If you have any guest requests, I would love to hear those. You know, message the show, Social Sunshine, and tell us who you'd like to see on the show. Who's somebody really great on social media that inspires you or that you want to learn from? We always want to hear those. And also, if you have not yet left us a 5-star review on iTunes, please do. Those are so helpful to the show. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening and so much for watching. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossin.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.